So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. For the final time ever, tonight is the final show. I'll only be hanging out with you for two more hours. After 6 years, we're finished. Damn it, the network is done in less than a week. If you want to call up tonight, you can. Ain't going to be no other time to call up. I will not be here the rest of the week. Tonight is it. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online tonight and into the future. You want to keep up with me? I'm at JR Sport Brief on Instagram. I'm at JR Sport Brief on TikTok. I'm at JR Sport Brief on Facebook. I'm at JR Sport Brief on X. I'm at JR Sport Brief on YouTube. Of course, that's where I started, 2009 YouTube. I'm at JR Sport Brief. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, holding it down, Ryan Botcher. Hey, thank you so much to our callers who've hit us up. Kind words, thank you so much. Thank you to our my former colleagues, Stu Kovacs and David Shepard. I told you I'm here with my main man, Ryan Botcher. I think we got Marco Belletti coming up. That'll be fun. Always a fun time chat with Marco. Damn, we're down to 2 hours. Damn. Yeah, we got Monday Night Football tonight. We got Indianapolis Colts, Phillip Rivers, taking on the 49ers. They've been hurt, feels like, all year long, but here they go. And so we got a lot to do. Damn. What will I do with myself after this? Well, you got to wait and see. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Wherever you have social media, there's a good chance I'm there. 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to play some of my favorite callers, some of my favorite calls over the years, ones that just really stand out to me. So we got a lot to do. Damn. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888. Botch of six, and I got to sneeze.
888. Sorry, KT. But yes, call in. 888-710-4476.
Well, thank you. That worked. Thank you so much, Ryan Botcher. See, Ryan Botcher's the greatest. Botcher, I got to sneeze again. Go ahead. 10 seconds. Go ahead.
10 seconds? Okay, I'm just going to play a bunch of drops now so nobody can really judge.
He came strong. He kept coming, man. He never stopped coming. Muscle gyration.
We're off the shizzle.
I thought that was good.
There you go. I didn't anticipate that, but that wasn't from my show, was it?
I really doubt it. So... Yeah. On the search for this one single drop, I have potentially checked three or four different show folders, and
You are kidding me. You have not found, when you're not here, you have not found it
yet? I'm so serious. Unless it is hidden in, like, someone, like, I don't know if this is, like, invading personal space. I'm going into people's folders in, like, their past shows to find drops. It's not in your folder, I'm pretty sure, unless it's in like a 6-minute call that I have to listen to.
It's not in a Oh, it's not a drop. What's some other things?
Like a redrawn liner?
Yeah, yeah. It's not one of those? Has to be.
No, because I've used basically every one of these. Oh, like the celebrity ones, unless it's listed as a celebrity, but I don't think Layla Lee or Mark Sanchez would have it.
Uh-oh, Mark Sanchez? Uh-oh.
Oh.
You still in trouble, right? Can we play Mark Sanchez? What is he doing? Can we play that?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I'm Mark Sanchez, and you're tuned into the JR Sport Brief.
Here's JR.
Yeah, we don't ever want to play that one. Oh, he's in trouble. He got the boot. He tried to boot that old man in that alley. You can't do that.
He got a boot or two. And
in his ass.
More. Yeah.
That guy stabbed him. Listen, you try to mess with an old man, you getting juked.
Yeah.
What else is in front? What else you got there? You got anything else? Cool?
Tony G. The game.
Gonzalez? Yeah. Tony Gonzalez? Let's hear Tony Gonzalez. You good?
I'm gonna try to manually guess what I want to hear that you're listening to. So I'm gonna get a guess.
You want me to guess?
No. I have them, but I don't want to listen to the full rejoin line. So I'm just gonna guess where it starts.
Okay. All right.
Sport Brief.
Hey, what's up? I'm Tony Gonzalez, and you're watching JR Sports Brief.
Here.
That was
I like Tony Gonzalez. He's a good guy.
There's a couple of them here. The game.
Sugar Shane Mosley. Sugar Shane. Yeah, let's listen to him. Get punched in the face.
Hi, this is Sugar Shane Mosley, and you're watching JR Sports Brief.
Here.
Yeah, I like Sugar Shane. Yeah, he's a nice guy. I like Sugar Shane Mosley. 888-710-4, but we can't find when you.
I still can't find it.
Good luck.
Like in the drop section, there's like.
Bruh.
This is like inside secrets.
Now,
inside of training.
I am not asking you to do this. You think you can find this over the next 2 hours before we leave out of here?
I'm going to text Hickey right now. It's because this is like, it's like eating at my spirit.
Okay, good luck. Like they say in Taking, good luck. Hey, we're going to find Marco Belletti this hour as well. We're going to track down Marco. Have one good old final grouchy guy conversation between me and Marco. Always a great grouchy guy. We should grouchy guys. Okay, it was just be the conversation. Grouchy guys. 888-710. I didn't see. Look at that. We got Marco.
I'm good at quickies.
Yeah, let's not play that if we get him on air. We don't want to upset the grouchy guy. 888-710-4ISN. Alan is here. How about this? For one final time, Alan has been calling from day one. This man has been calling for 6 years. He basically calls for every top six list. Alan is here from Toronto. The final JR Sport Brief show is tonight. Go ahead, Alan. What's on your mind, my man?
Yeah, last time I talked to you, I didn't mention George Foreman. I did hear that interview, and I enjoyed it immensely, too. Don King is 94 years old, and he's in a home now. God. The old saying, only the good die young. For example, Abraham Lincoln, Martin
Not
Luther
for him.
King,
the good John, die old. The bad die old. He's a crook.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy. That's where I got that from. Did you ever meet him? If not, did you ever
Don King?
Him?
Don King? Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, if I could pull up, hold on, let me see if I could pull up the photo. Yeah, I met Don King, I don't know. 10 years ago or something like that. He was still walking around robbing people. I mean,
Yeah, I know.
He had on a jacket this was in Manhattan, and he was being a crook. I forgot what fight he was. This was one of his last fights. I don't know. But yes, I met Don King. Yes, I did. He didn't rob me.
I met him in Canastota during his induction ceremony for the Hall of Fame, and he left me in stitches. You know, we were yakking it up, hamming it up. It's too bad you weren't there, and the three of us would have had a ball, you know. So.
Oh, hey, how about this? So I met him. I just retweeted this. This is at JR Sport Brief on X. I don't understand the context, but this is in. So I met Don King November 2nd, 2017. And I'm going to repost a video. This is not a photo with me and Don King. This is just him speaking. He is explaining why the current president of the United States of America is good for America. Okay, so anybody who wants to watch, what's this guy's name? What's his name? Don King? You want to hear him talk about Trump, you can find my Twitter. Knock yourself out. Go for it. Thank you, Alan, for reminding me.
And the fight, Miami, December 19th, between Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua, did you see it at all?
Yo, I saw that. No, I didn't watch that. I was watching. I was here in State Farm Arena. I was watching Victor Wembanyama abuse the Atlanta Hawks. But I saw the highlights, and let's be real. There were three highlights, and they all included Jake Paul getting his bra joke.
Yeah, he was dancing and moving for the first three rounds, but he wasn't sticking. He wasn't throwing any punches. And the first three rounds were boar snorers, sleep producers, and insomniac special, I called them. But I can't stand Paul. He's very obnoxious, and he's very cocky. And I'm glad that this wasn't a fight. It was a mutilation, and I'm glad he got mutilated, you know.
Well, you know, he's a shame. Look, he made himself a lot of money. He's a con artist, and God bless him for that. I mean, if you can make money and be a con artist like a lot of people, then God bless you. And he hasn't harmed anybody in the making of his con fights, and I guess that's a positive there for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen it, but my wife has Netflix, so we got it on Netflix, and I was just so happy. You know, Anthony Joshua is 6'6", 250, and Paul is 6'1". Anthony Joshua has been in 13 title fights.
Real fights.
Yeah.
And this guy's, hold on, Alan. Let's listen to Anthony Joshua, because after the fight, Anthony Joshua says, you know what? This wasn't just such a big deal for me. Listen to what he said.
I needed to do better. I needed to do better. Yeah. No, it's a win, but it's not a success. I think my coach expects more from me, and I expect more from myself. But what can we do? We can't reverse the clocks. I have to move forward. I have to put that in the past now. After today, you may see a bit of social media trying to lap up all of the algorithm attention. But for me, it's in the past. I can't live off of that win. I've got a lot of improving that I need to do. So, yeah, I'm not happy.
Yeah, he should have knocked that guy out in the first round. But the guy ran away, so... He ain't going to be fighting no more real fighters. He learned his lesson. He got his jaw broke.
Also, I wanted to talk about Pete Carroll. If I'm Pete, I'm walking out. I'm getting out right now. And I've had quite enough, and I've seen quite enough. Their record is 2-13. He's been a head coach for 19 years, and this is his absolute worst.
Yeah.
Worst ever. You know, he's 74 years old, and I don't need any of this junk anymore. So now I'm telling him, you know, before he starts driving himself crazy.
Well, he is a babysitter. I know Geno Smith with that busted shoulder is a babysitter. They're both babysitters for the organization. So let's be real. Pete Carroll is not going to be around if and when the Raiders win the title. He's just a placeholder right now. So all the best to him. Alan, I appreciate you, my man. You have no idea how much that you have meant to this show. And knowing that I can anticipate you being a part of it for 6 years, thank you so much. You have my email address, right? You know how to reach me?
Yeah, I'm going to put a tracer on you, and when I see that you're within my field goal range, within 500 miles away, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to do my very best to meet you somewhere.
Please,
you know, I've got a tracer on you,
and
I'm going to keep finding out where you are and where you're going.
Please, Alan, it's a pleasure. This sucks that it ends here on the radio, but I hope to meet you sooner than later one day in person, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you very much for being on the radio and for you being you.
Thank you, man. All the best. Have a good night. Talk to you soon, Alan.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Yeah, okay.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Now that feels official. Like, Alan has called me from day one consistently. He has been the most consistent caller since I took over this national spot 6 years ago. Like, he is the guy, Alan. Just Alan pops up on the screen, I just know. Botcher, it seems like you got a little bit of help. I'm looking at social media. If you follow.
When you're not on, they lose customers.
There you go. Where did you find? Did you find it, or you played it online?
I cheated, of course.
You took it online from the guy.
Yes.
So the guy, I obviously I can't listen to it. He only used that clip, or did he play the whole thing?
Well, he played the whole 5 second thing. Like, he gave me the 9 seconds. So he gave me the first, like,
you're the best, man. You're the best.
Yes.
When you're not on, they lose customers.
And then you laughed after it.
Yeah, that's, you took the laugh off.
Yeah. Well, okay. Wait. Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna use the motion mix computer here.
Yeah, let's get the laugh in there, too.
Yeah, we actually have two computers here.
Look at that. They work. They're not freezing.
Kind
of. You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
And by the way.
Oh, man.
So yeah, it was Shep, by the way.
Uh-oh. Are you going to blame Shep?
I'm going to blame Shep now.
It's Shep's fault. Hey, don't blame Shep. Leave him alone. 8887. And now we can play it a bunch more. Listen, between that drop, just when you're not on, they lose customers. And Mike Tomlin, we do not care. I could go into my grave a happy man. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the final JR Sport Brief show ever. Andre is here from St. Louis, Missouri. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Andre?
Not too much, JR. I just want to say, man, long time listener. This was my first time calling. You know, I had to wait till the last day, but I was like, I got to get in at least one. And that last drop, that was funny as heck, man. You got to play that a few more times before.
When you're not on, they lose customers.
There you go. There you go, Andre.
No, it was funny, though. I actually found out that when I heard you last week saying this was your last show, I was actually getting kind of emotional. Same with Vlad from Chicago. I mean, you know, I echo his sentiments as far as, you know, this being a great show. Even listening to you on the late hour, I was happy when you were able to get bounced up to, you know, the earlier showtime, of course. You know, Hickey, Shepard, everybody. We all miss you. You know, hopefully you still be on the airwaves here, you know, once everything gets figured out and stuff. But like I said, you know, much success to you in the future, JR, and look forward to you listening to you in the future. So
thank you, Andre. Listen, man, I'm going to be breaking stuff somewhere, some way or another. So stay tuned. All right, bro.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, man. You be well. Shout out to Andre for calling from the Lou in Missouri. 888-710-4ISN. It's an adjustment. This is what I've been doing for 6 years. Okay. And I've been able to go across the country. And, you know, one of the things, shout outs to Cat Spivey. You know, one of the things that I've been able to do, even as a part of this, is tour with Special Olympics. Shout out to my main man, Jason T. Like, I wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for this platform. I take great pride. And damn it, to this day, shout outs to Deontay Wilder. Also, another great interview, by the way. Great guy, great interview, as far as I'm concerned. I've been able to put Special Olympic athletes on the airwaves. Like, I've done that. Like, I've interviewed Special Olympic athletes. You think it's a joke? I do not care. LeBron James got a name, and I know he's complaining about playing on Christmas. Man, sit your ass down and retire. If it's so damn tough, I'd rather be at home with my family on Christmas. Well, then retire. Quit. You got enough money to last. Like, just shut up. You think somebody's holding a gun to LeBron James' head right now to go out there and play basketball. But, you know, it don't matter. I've interviewed LeBron. It don't matter if it's LeBron James or, you know, your local Special Olympics athlete. That's all I gave a damn about. It's like telling people stories. Like, I'm almost certain, and maybe not to the degree, maybe not it's accurate, but I can tell you there's probably not been anybody else on the radio on a full-time national capacity that said, you know what, let's educate the general public about people with intellectual disabilities. Let's go ahead and team up with Special Olympics. I did that, and I got no problem. I will pat myself on the back for that, you know? Turning on the radio going, oh, this is a Special Olympics athlete? This person has a disability? Yeah, it's an education process. So that is one of the most things that I am proud of in my entire life. You turn on a sports radio station and you hear an athlete that's not a celebrity and you pay attention. Who's doing that? Everybody got to yell and scream and argue and this and that. Oh, it's about everything is about money. Everything about money. Screw that crap. If you can be entertaining, you could be entertaining. It's more than one way to skin a cat. And when you're down in the gutter and you're full of trash, that's all you know how to spit out. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Cheap licks, thricks, and tricks and thrills, okay? I got a little bit more than that. More than a cheap thrill, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I can give you a cheap thrill if you want to.
Bing it a bang it a boom dong doom ding jung.
It depends on what you look like and where you're from, okay? We're going to get to more of your calls. I'm going to play some of my favorite calls. I remember at one point in time, there was a gentleman tried to hook me up with his sister-in-law, I believe. I get some more of your calls on the other side. We're going to hunt down Marco Belletti, 888-710-4ISN. It's the last JR Sport Brief show here, period, tonight on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, this lady rather listen to me than her husband. There's the guy who got out of the traffic ticket. I can't catch a break out here. Man, everybody catching a break and stuff. They're about to break my ass up on out of this studio. Tonight's the last night of the show. I got like 90 minutes left and I got to shut the hell up. It's over. It's curtains. It's a wrap. The network is a wrap in about, 6 days. Damn. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I see all the callers here. I see you. We got Myrtle Beach, Wisconsin, San Diego, Canada, Connecticut, Chicago. I'm going to get you on the line, damn it. I got 90. I got to get everybody on. Right now, I got to get somebody on. He's one of my favorite people to talk to. When I talk to this guy, I feel like the old Muppet sitting on the stoop, hanging on that balcony. Welcome to the show. Not for a news flash. Welcome to the show, just to, shoot the you-know-what. Hey, Marco Belletti, what's up, man?
Yo, that actually is a really good, I like that. I like that there were the two Muppets up on the balcony, because I think we kind of do that. We look over everybody else, and we talk about it. I like that.
What's that guy's name? Oh, they got names. It's like something in Finch. I don't know those guys. They got names. They got names.
I'm sure they got names, but if you know, but then Gonzo, I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is. I almost think Gonzo and Kermit. I'm out of my realm after that.
Listen, I introduced my kid to Muppet Babies, right? He's been watching Muppet Babies for a week. There, a rat ran across the TV. I said, "Who's that?" He goes, "That's Rizzo." I said, "Oh, excuse me." He goes, "That's Rizzo." I go, "Oh. Oh, you know then, bro. You know the rats, okay? I like Animal. You telling me about Rizzo, you know some things."
I get corrected because I confuse Gonzo and Grover a lot because they look alike. The blue, but one's a Muppet, one's a...
The nose. The
Sesame Street, I get confused, man.
Gonzo has the nose.
Yeah.
Grover is Super Grover. Come on, man.
Yeah, Grover busts his ass every 2 seconds.
He does. I mean, he got to deal with that Elmo guy, so, I mean, why not? You sound That's good. True. The last time I spoke to you Thursday, you were losing your voice. Your voice is coming back. You feeling good?
I'm better. It's definitely in and out, so I do apologize that I still don't sound right, but at least I was a whisper on Thursday. So hopefully maybe by tomorrow, for my last day, because, you know, I don't know if the key card's going to work, and I got stuff to pick up. So I'm coming in tomorrow, whether people like it or not. So hopefully I get a little bit back, but this is about as good as it's been since about Wednesday.
Hey, Marco, I wanted to tell, I don't think I've told you this publicly or maybe even privately. I think it's well known, a mutual respect and understanding between you and I. And I've enjoyed working with you. Every time I see you, I enjoy our small chats. They've been few and far in between because obviously I've been living here for now 6-7 years. I appreciate it. One of my favorite parts of the show has always been, you know, getting to the end, of course, but then having a chat with you. And I didn't need to tell you, hey, I'm carving out space or doing this. But it's always been a pleasure, man. And, you know, I think just like a lot of other folks, you know, if we can find out a way to kick the you know what in a different capacity, then, you know, it's something that's at the top of my mind.
You know, same for me. Look, I got so much respect. I love the way you've done your show. Because you have a very unique style, very deliberate, but I love the sarcasm and I love the wise-assedness. Maybe that's why we connected from the start. But I also will say, and this is for everybody else, like, I didn't know you. So when we met, whatever that was, 10 years ago in New York, you've been around. You've done so many different things. You've been so many different places. You've met so many different people. But that's not what you talk about. That's not your aura. That's not, you didn't walk in like, I'm the guy, and I'm stepping in, and everybody's going to start to meet me. You came in more humble than I think I've ever seen any host walk in off the street. And you quickly went from somebody walking in off the street to do a show here or there to turning it into national and full-time. And, like, the way you went about just you, I don't think I've ever told you. I appreciate it. Because in a business where people are cool, don't get me wrong, but there's an aura, there's an ego, there's whatever it is. Everybody's got an air about them in some way and understandable depending on what they've done. You've done more than most people I've ever met, but you are the most humble, down-to-earth, regular guy, and that to me is the coolest part. Not just the way you do the show, but the way you are.
Well, thank you, man. Because I'm a guy. Listen, when I get up, where you think I'm going to be when the show's done? Well, I'll be out on the street. Well, not necessarily, but I'll be outside.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. But
I hope not. Don't go that far.
No, I'm not
going. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not everybody's like that, JR, and I think you know that. And like I said, I don't know if I've ever said that to you off the air or on, but that to me is right from the start. My respect grew for you from finding out, and I was kind of like, this guy's cool. Who is this? And all of a sudden, boom, everybody started to tell me like all the things you've done, and I felt kind of silly that I didn't know it, but, you know, I'm honest. Hey, and then I'm like, damn, he's just so, just a regular dude. I love that.
That's what it is. And that's, listen, man, I appreciate that. And that's what I've built everything off of from day one. Like, I am just a regular dude. I don't care where I've been or who I talk. I do not care. Like, I value human beings. I don't value one human over the other. Granted, there's more interest in a Terrell Owens versus, you know, some XYZ out of nowhere. I understand that, but it's just people are people, and that's just how I've lived my life. That's how I'll live my life until I take my final breath, and that's been my approach. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you for indulging me and my sarcasm and humor and some of my jokes that may have gotten kind of close. And even my jokes, Oh, you weren't a part of that. I got in trouble that one time. Yeah, but you know, it's fun either way. Listen.
Yeah, I wasn't part of that. Yeah. But that's why you connect. That's why you connect, like I said. And the sarcasm, that's where we connect. I know that. I'm aware of that. That was pretty evident right from the start. I know I'm dripping with it at all times. And yours is a little bit more, maybe more dry than mine, but we definitely on that same level. But like I said, that's why you connect with your audience, because everybody can kind of feel that just non-aura, that's just the regular guy, and it's you. That's what radio is. You got to be able to connect one-on-one. Not everybody can do that. Your audience found you fast because that's how good you are at being able to connect with people.
Well, I can tell you right now, I am upset that I'm here in this studio, and if I want a beer, I cannot get one. You know what? That's a lie. I know where to find me a beer. I had to think out loud. I was like, I got to go downstairs. It's going to be impossible.
Booskies.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the jock. There's a jock line. Look at me shouting everybody's stuff out. Now I'm going to get in trouble again. What are they going to do to me? Now, there's booze in the jock line. I think they might be booze in the cabinet here in the studio that I'm in. So I just got to. I'm going to find me a beer. I'm going to enjoy me my last 1 hour and 20 minutes here on the airwaves and just rock and roll. So, Marco, I know you're not on. Well, you're not working. You're not in the studio. That's why we have you on the phone. Hey, have a beer. Have one for me, and I'll have two for you.
Same here, man. Love you, brother.
Love you, kid. I'll be in touch with you, man. I'll talk to you, Marco.
You got it. Take care, bro.
Shout outs to my main man, Marco Belletti. Botcha, no newsflash. No newsflash. Don't do it. Not a newsflash. No news. Marco Belletti. Yeah. And shout outs to Act 2. And shout outs to my man, Huesler, Bob Huesler. Man, I need to text Bob. There's so many great people that I've met over the years as the business has changed and evolved. Man, I have Huesler up and Act. My God, I talked to Tony Pay. There's a lot of folks. 888-710-4ISN. Before we get to Newsflash, let's get to some of these callers. They've been waiting patiently. 888-710-4ISN. It's the last JR Sport Brief show ever. Not this year. Not 2025. Ever on the Infinity Sports Network. It hasn't hit me yet. Maybe I'll cry in another hour or 90 minutes, but not right now. Hey, KT, you're calling from Myrtle Beach. What's up, KT?
KT.
Yeah, you're KT. I'm JR.
Yeah, yes, sir. We talked about 3 months ago when the season started. When I gave you a scenario, remember?
No, I don't.
The Cowboys had no one draft pick. The wildest trade they ever had in the NBA. The Dallas Stars in the playoff.
What?
I told you all the scenario. It was all grinding to, we're going to make the playoff.
Who?
But things happened. It didn't turn out that way.
All right. Okay. What team are you talking about again? Remind me.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Jerry Jones is an ass. He don't know how to get out the way. He admitted as much yesterday. He's like, I don't know how to get out the way. And then, yeah, we know this already. It's all good.
You've done a great job. I want to tell you that. I really have enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, KT. Well, hope to hear from you soon down the line, or you pay attention, okay?
Yeah, one more thing.
Yes.
How about them Cowboys?
Boo.
Enjoy yourself, man. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas, KT. All in. They are all out. 888-710-4ISN. Mason is here from San Diego. What's up, Mason?
Or what's up, JR? My man.
What's up?
Nothing. Hey, real quick, before I get on what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Hey, Yonkon Cook. I used to watch him.
Yeah.
And then he used to put every time he threw ingredients in, he'd be like, ooh, look at that.
I know Yan can't cut. What's the French gentleman? What's that guy's name? I don't remember his name. It was another guy.
I don't know. I just remember Yan can't cook because we used to laugh. Me and my brother, we used to go, like, we're going to have a session or something like that with some friends of ours and stuff like that. You know, I guess herbs legal now, so I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we would be all, like, stoned watching Yan can't cook. And we used to laugh because every time you threw an ingredient, he'd be like, ooh, look at that.
Yan can't cook was a guy. PBS. You gotta enjoy all the public broadcasting you can before they rip it off the television, okay? Like they're trying to kill Elmo. They trying to slice Elmo's throat. They trying to send Elmo to Netflix. Come on, man. What are we doing?
Not Elmo. Elmo. Yeah.
You can't have Elmo.
They wrong.
Elmo done educated generations, but no, somebody else gotta pay for it. He's not good for the public. Somebody else gotta pay for it from the private sector. What do I know?
Word, right on. Yeah. Hey, Hey, but JR, hey, real quick. Hey, I started listening to you in 2020 because you had came on. It's called 97.3 The Fan here in San Diego.
Okay.
And it was around, the pandemic time. I remember when everybody's locked up kind of style, somewhere in there. But I ended up going, but I never heard all your show. Like, I would hear some of it, and then I'd have to go do something. But I went on the road in 2021. Over the road driving truck. So then I got a chance to really listen to you. Man, I fell in love with you, JR. And you actually had got me through a lot of tough times, man, because here in San Diego, it's sunny all day. Even when it rains, we panic, but it's no light rain. But when I got on the road, man, and I'm driving through Texas, Georgia, and getting down there into South Carolina, it's all these elements I'm dealing with. But the one thing that was cool is I was listening to you on the radio. I loved your show, so you kept me alert. So there were times where even when I had a route to go somewhere, I would route it around when you were going to be on I could hear your whole show.
Thank you, JR, you
were awesome, man. Just your whole thing, man. Your unique path, man. Something like you didn't come over the weekend sometimes, but I would listen to you on the Fan every now and then.
Yeah, New York.
I catch you over there. Yeah, but when I couldn't, because if they had a game on or something, they wouldn't do it. But then I play around on YouTube, and I seen some of your YouTube stuff. Man, amazing. You talk about a self-made man. You seem like you were a dude that knew what you wanted, and then you didn't wait for nobody to give you a handout. You went out and started doing your own thing. You seem like a man of many talents.
I'm not
worried about you. But even your heart, man, with the Agents of Inclusion thing you were doing. Just everything, man. And then the draft was one of the best things ever. When it comes to the draft in Vegas, Zach Gill. I listened to that whole thing because I was on the road, and you were amazing in that. You're a man of many talents, brothers. Yeah,
thank you.
So listen, I'm not worried about you.
You put me on the street, good or bad things are going to happen, okay? Let's just put it that way. I like being outside.
It's going to be good, though. Well, you sound like a man of many talents too, brother. I get that from you. So I hope that if you stay on the air, because you're like, you could choose to or not, man. You know what you're doing. So if you do, I'll find you. Of course I will, brother.
Mason, my guy, I appreciate you. You have a wonderful holiday, and you reach out to me anytime. Okay, Mason, thank you so much.
All right. Right on, JR. You as well, brother.
Happy holiday. Shout out to my main man, Mason. Listen, I know my callers who follow, and I can tell you about YouTube names and YouTube subscribers from 16 years ago. Like, I know the people who pay attention and listen. I do. You know, some arbitrary, hey, remember when I said this? Maybe a little bit. But if you've been rocking for 15, 16, 10, 5, you know, I remember, man. I got a good memory. 888-710-4ISN. Mitch is here from Canada. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, man. Yo, how's it going, man? Yo, it's kind of sad that it's your last show. I listen to you all the time, like on my way to band practice, you know, in the same band. Been in since high school, you know, just like the smooth energy of the show and the laid back stuff just gets me ready to play and inspired and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So thanks for that. You know what I mean? For the last couple of years.
Easy, man. I'm just me. If I'm smooth, I'm smooth. I'm just me. I'm not trying to yell and scream. I'm just chilling, man. I'm trying my best. I appreciate you, Mitch. What part of Canada you in?
I'm in Orillia now, just north of Toronto. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, I love Toronto. Listen, every now and then I go, man, I need to move up there. Okay.
Come in the summers. You can stay down there in the winter, man. You don't want to smoke.
Well, listen, the way my insurance is going, I may have to move up there year round. Okay, Mitch. Okay.
Yeah, man. Well, man, you've been a big part of the Motherfunkers the last couple of years, man. We a funk band, the Motherfunkers. So, man, we appreciate you.
Well, you tell them mother funkers I said what's up, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Guy. Shout out to Mitch. Appreciate you, bro. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Yo, I just want to ask a quick question. What's your favorite interview that you did in the last 6 years, and why is it your favorite person?
In the last 6 years? Damn. Well, you know what, Mitch? This is called radio. I'm going to take a break because I have to. We got Gordon waiting here patiently. Sorry, Gordon. We're going to take a break, and Mitch, I'm going to tell you, you make me think about 6 years. We did the top six list last week of my favorite interviews. I think I have an idea, but I'm going to tell you on the other side. I'm going to get some more calls, okay?
All right. Thanks, man. Like I said, appreciate all the work, man. So good luck in the future, man. And Merry Christmas.
to you as well. Merry Christmas, happy almost New Year, all that good stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. He's asking me my favorite interview of the past 6 years. I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. I see you, John, in Connecticut. I see you, Johnny, in Chicago. I see you, Will, in Georgia. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. I'm going to play some of my favorite calls. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, my bad, Gordon. It's time for a news flash. Here he is, Gordon Damer.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, I'm retired as hell. Oh, I still run. Oh, I'll get to running. I get to lifting. I get to pushing. I get to doing all the things. Things with an A, not things. I get to all the things. I stay in shape. I try my best. Life is about balance. 888-710-4ISN. Damn. 888-710-4ISN. After 6 years, there's only one more hour left of the JR Sport Brief Show. I will only be here for one more hour, and that's it. I'm done. This network is done in about 6 days. I'm done in an hour. 888-710-4IS. And I've been meaning to play some of my favorite calls. I haven't even gotten to that yet. Of course, at the end of the show, I guess we'll go through a few things, maybe one or two things that took place this day in sports history. You know, right before we went to break, I was asked about my favorite interview over the past 6 years. You know, we played it last week. One of my favorite, just over 6 years. You know, I put Kobe Bryant on the list. I was thinking about some of my favorite interviews of all time. Kobe is definitely, I think he was number two on the list overall. I had Usain Bolt on the list. And I had George Foreman was on the list. And we played that sound last week. And I spoke to George Foreman 2 years ago, not too far, or two, I guess, whatever the English is. You know what the hell I'm saying. Not too long before his passing. And, you know, he basically said at his age, at that stage of life, George Foreman told me here on the air, just like, you know what? I don't feel like I've accomplished anything. I go, what? And he said, you know what? I just turn every page and just go on with my life. And what's in the past is in the past. There's so many things I want to do moving forward. And it was just striking to me to hear someone so successful just feel like there's so much more to accomplish. And so I would say here on the airwaves, on the over the past 6 years, George Foreman has to be one of my favorite interviews. It was great having a chat with Terrell Owens. We had T.O. here, I want to say, in 2020, 2021. And I spoke to T.O. He took up the whole hour. He basically took up two breaks of the show. He can just go. And so I'd say those are my two favorite interviews over the past 6 years since I've been on the airwaves. And I can't even tell you how many people that I've spoken to. And then also all the Special Olympics athletes. That has just been a pleasure and a treasure for me to get their voices on the airwaves. So, yeah, go ahead and put those three in the books. 888-710-4ISN. I'm only here for one more hour. Damn. What am I going to do? Let's go to John in Connecticut. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hi, JR. Well, I wanted to say that I spoke to you a few times, but listened off a lot. I thought you do have an incredible vibe. You were always, I think, very measured in how you handled your business, which is not only rare, but incredibly refreshing. And I guess change is the only constant. So we'll find you again. And until that time, blessings to you. And we look forward to finding you on that day when we do.
To you as well, John. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and catch you down the line, okay?
You betcha.
Thank you, John, for calling from Connecticut. Johnny V is here in Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Johnny, quickly.
Hey, JR. Johnny D from Chicago. It's been a little over a year since we spoke.
Yes.
I'm really grateful for all you've done, and you're a man of the people. You know, you're a fan just like us, and you speak to our level, so I'm grateful for that. Hey, I wanted to recap real quick a couple calls I made. I don't know if you remember the time I had your photo stuck on my iPhone for 3 days.
you told me about that, yes.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yes.
And it was the whole picture, not a crop picture. It didn't say infinity on it or nothing. It was just the whole thing. My wife mentioned you had beautiful teeth.
Yeah.
And then you let me carry on for a good 3 minutes. You let me talk about Justin Fields not being a quarterback, basically a running back in quarterback numbers.
Yeah.
And you let me go on for it, and I'm grateful for that. And then I was the one, we need to make a T-shirt, you know, when Ryan Hickey mentioned he liked it. I'm a briefer, or word of brief, and my sister made one. I'm a briefer, ask me about it. And on the front it said JR Sports
Well,
Brief.
Send me the send me the photo, Johnny. We got to hit the break. I'm going to put you on hold and bring you back, okay? Don't move.
Okay.
Shout out to Johnny from Chicago. I see you, Will, Alex, and Richard. We'll get you on the line on the other side. I only got 1 hour left. We're almost done forever. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing using boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.